ABC Radio Australia.
Now, a week after a landslide killed 21 people in PNG's mountainous highlands, tribal fighting is preventing their bodies from being taken home to for burial. The early morning landslide buried the house where they were sleeping in Kuka's village in Enga province. The victims are from a neighbouring village and had come to Kuka's to vote in local government elections. Local teacher Simon Tumu says that the same tribal fight that forced them to leave home to vote is now preventing the return of their bodies.
The relatives of the victims brought the bodies up to where the landslide took place. That's where the funeral was. A temporary funeral, let me say that way, because the bodies haven't reached their own village, which is another 5 kilometers away from where the landslide took place. As I said last time, they only came to reside as visitors in their relative's place, and that is how they encountered that fate. But at the moment, they're trying to take the bodies to the village, but then as I said, the only access that they're supposed to travel to by vehicles is temporarily kind of not operational because of a big fight is going on in that area, and I'm hearing rumors that that these people may not be allowed to access that place. And they, when I returned from Agen, I saw that there was a big crowd. There was a big crowd at the place where the landslide took place, and where the people, where the bodies have been brought up from the morgue. And they are there, and then people from there even saying that the bodies would not be flown, would not be taken to the village, but I don't know how they are going to. They probably take shortcuts through walking is possible because it's quite close. But they are supposed to go in a vehicle. But that is that seems another frustrating hurdle for them.
So this passage that they are supposed to go through, are you able to tell us a little bit more about it? Is it a current war zone area?
The road is from Wapimanda through to Mambisana Rural Hospital, and then it's supposed to go to a place called Lowalai. And before reaching the destination of the victims, the fight is taking place along the road, and just about another just there. And that is that's the only access link, and that is where the people are. The enemies are fighting on the road, are exchanging gunshots. It is risky for them to go through this.
Is there enough security on ground to at least guarantee some safety for this repatriation?
That I'm not quite sure. If the relatives of the victims can negotiate with the security personnel, there are a lot of security personnel around the fighting area. Securing the hospital, even though all the staff houses are burnt, the administration building together with the hospital itself is there, and many of the security personnel, DF and policemen are on the ground looking after that area. But I, for one, wouldn't know whether they are making some kind of arrangements like that so that the people, the policemen or the security personnel who are there can inform these two wearing tribe that there's something like this, and we are trying to take these bodies over to their village, or would you please retreat for a while or something like that.